This is Module 10, Infusing and or Blessing with Powerful Love Energy. When my daughter was in elementary school, her best friend stopped being nice to her. And every day when I picked Jessie up from school, she'd go into a tirade of how Samantha had treated her that day. Well, Jessie was a Florence Covell Shinn student too, so I asked her, "What would Florence tell you to do?" Well, she thought about it and then told me Florence would bless Samantha. Well, this started a life-changing conversation. We dove deep into what truly blessing someone meant, and that blessing someone sincerely from your heart was actually infusing a situation and the people involved with love energy, and just how powerful that action step is. And just to be clear, I'm not talking about physical attraction love. No. I'm talking about love of your essence, that God part within you, infusing situations and people with that love energy. Now, even though Jessie was hurt by her friend's behavior, she really did want a higher outcome. So she agreed to step outside her pain and anger and that frustration and take the action step of shifting to love energy to create a higher outcome. So she sat quietly and thought of Samantha and infused the situation with love, sincerely blessing the situation and Samantha from her heart. Well, a couple of days went by, and I didn't hear anything about how horrible Samantha had been to Jessie. So I asked her if Samantha had started being nice to her again. Well, she thought about it for a few minutes, and then she laughed. No, Samantha had continued being just as hurtful. However, Jessie was surprised to learn that Samantha's behavior didn't hurt her anymore. She'd taken her power back when she infused the situation and Samantha with love. She raised her vibration out of fear energy where she was vulnerable to be hurt to love, and that love energy shielded her from the arrows of Samantha's hurtful behavior. Now, last week, we talked about setting boundaries. Setting boundaries with others is uncomfortable at first, but it's important to support us to feel safe. But sometimes we find ourselves in situations that make us feel trapped. However, we have the power within us to create a higher outcome for those situations too. Now, infusing a situation and the people involved with love is key to taking our power back and opens the way to create a higher outcome. Now, I've mentioned several times throughout the modules of infusing or sending love to someone or an experience, whether past or present. Well, this action step is powerful, simple, and it works for everything. Florence teaches us to bless someone or something to create a higher outcome. I take that a step further and teach infusing a situation or someone with love energy. When we do this, these four things happen. Number one, our body shifts out of fear energy back to love energy, where we have access to our own power. Now remember, we can only be vibrating in love or fear energy, never both. And when we're in fear energy, we've given our power away to create anything other than more experiences of fear. Number two, our consciousness ascends to love energy and aligns with the love vibration of our superconscious. The vibrations of love match. And number three, if our subconscious is out of agreement, and we'll know if it is because we'll feel resistance energy in our body, that's our red flag to follow the energy breadcrumbs to find out why and transform that energy to love. And number four, the love energy we've shifted to opens the way to create a higher outcome. That outcome being experiences of the love vibration. If you're struggling with a relationship, doesn't matter if it's personal or professional, infuse the situation and all people involved with love. Florence shared the story about the man who had the machine to sell. He blessed his competition, feeling no ill will toward the other man at all, and created the highest possible outcome for himself. Again, this works for everything, and it's simple. I've done this standing in line at the post office. I walked in angry and upset, feeling helpless, and I had to wait in line, so I asked my angels to join me right there in the line at the post office, and I infused the person in situation that upset me with love. And in just moments, my body felt better, my mind was clearer, and I felt happy. I walked out of the post office vibrating in love energy. Within me, the situation was neutralized and no longer had power over me. And ultimately, a higher outcome was created. When we look at resistance energy with regard to a relationship or life situation, and that situation could be a job, we may discover that in some way, that relationship or life situation no longer serves us. That union may have served its purpose and be complete. When we look at it, we may discover we've outgrown the relationship or life situation and need to go our separate ways. No matter what you discover, don't throw up your hands and give up. Instead, take these three action steps. Number one, accept what your life is in this moment to stop any internal energy fighting. Number two, no matter how trapped or helpless you feel, also accept the fact that you have the power to create a higher outcome for yourself. Number three, infuse all the people and the entire situation with love energy to powerfully shift you out of fear and back to the love vibration where you can focus and manage the power within you to create a higher outcome. Now, in this chapter, Florence also addresses disease or dis-ease in the human body. She states that every disease is caused by a mind not at ease, that all sickness and unhappiness come from the violation of the law of love, that man's only enemies are within himself, and that enemy being the vibration of energy that's less than love. When we hold worry, anger, resentment, and/or unforgiveness for someone or a life event or some situation, that energy can and will make us sick. We can't be vibrating in the fear energy when we're vibrating in love energy. And remember, I stated earlier that we can't be in fear and love energy at the same time. We're either vibrating in fear or vibrating in love. When we neutralize anger and resentment and move into the vibration of love, germs bounce off of us. There's nothing for them to stick to. It's like turning on a bright light in a dark room. There's no more darkness. When we vibrate in the light of love energy, the darkness of illness cannot exist. Now I begin my day with angels. We come together holding hands in a circle of love and light. And then I walk into the center of the circle and the angels send love to me, infusing my body with love. And then I push that love out to my room, my home, my neighborhood, my state, and throughout the world, all the while taking deep breaths. And then I get up. My body loves this. Give it a try. I think your body will love it too. So this completes Module 10. Now go to the worksheet.